It's time for a Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the Morning bonus segment. Now, remember, Len, just the other day we were talking about the nephews, the great nephews of Adolf Hitler living out there in Long Island.
Right. They came over and they changed their name to Hiller. why not Himmler?
Or Goebbels. Anyway, well, here's another Nazi-themed story for you.
Are you big on Nazis?
No, I'm not.
Does this intrigue you?
Well, I...
But you have been to death camps.
I have, yes.
I would never want to go to...
Oh, no, you must.
No,
I mean, it's not exactly going to Disney World, of course, but I think you have to see man's inhumanity to man, what horrible things man is capable of. And I did when I was in college, living in London. I went to Eastern Europe, and I went to Auschwitz and Birkenau and Majdanek and Treblinka, and
I can't do it.
It's a trip.
I've been to the Holocaust Museum in Washington. I've been to Yad Vashem, of course, the memorial in Israel. But I could never. I would never want to go to a death camp. I don't think I could take it.
No, well, this was going to be kind of a story which I thought would be funny, but
you brought us right down. Yeah, you can't do Holocaust and Nazis.
Only Mel Brooks can get away.
Springtime for Hitler. Yep.
Be a schmarty. No, don't be a schmarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
There you go.
But you know, Mel's feeling about that was that the best way to take down Hitler was to be able to mock and ridicule him and make fun of it. And Mel once said to me, when he first went to Germany, he rented a convertible Mercedes-Benz, and he had himself driven up and down that main street in Germany where Hitler used to go in his Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. And Mel did that, just like spitting on the old grave of the dictator.
So you had a funny story here.
Hilarious. Yeah. Well, here we have the Florida city of Port St. Lucie.
Well, that's where the Mets train.
Right. And they had an Oktoberfest performer.
Yeah.
They hired this guy from Germany, and he inadvertently played the Nazi-era German national anthem for their Oktoberfest.
Well, who would have known?
A tourist from Frankfurt.
Oh.
He said, I was looking at my wife and said, hold on, there's something wrong here. Andre Leitzbach told WPTV, and he turned to his wife, he said, that is the Nazi-era German national anthem.
Wow.
Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. That's what he played.
Right. So what happened to him?
The city said the performer downloaded the wrong sheet music. Now, here's the question. Why does the guy have the Uber Alles sheet music handy anyway? I mean, come on. What does that tell you about this Nazi performer?
Was he wearing a red armband or anything? Nothing?
Well, he's also a dancer with high kicks.